just got an invitation through the mail. Your presence requested this evening's formal top hats, white tie, and tails.
Oh, the one, the only, the late, great Louis Armstrong, Satchmo. And it's your turn now to get all dressed up. Margaret Gallagher is here with some entertaining ideas for the weekend. What a lovely way to begin.
It is very nice. We could just play that.
Yeah. What's first?
Well, I'm going to get you to spend some time with Mr. Louis Armstrong at the Vancouver East Cultural Center. They just opened a show called Satchmo Suite. It's the story of an orchestra musician who happens to be black, and he gets his big break when he's asked to perform the prelude from Bach 6 Suites for solo cello, which is lovely. We're listening to that now. Mm-hmm. Now, he's overcome with anxiety. It isn't helped when the conductor compares him to Mr. Armstrong, and then Mr. Armstrong plays our friend A Visit from the Grave. It's got two actors, three very excellent musicians, very innovative drama with some really beautiful musical moments, all about art, race, and love, and it runs until February the 16th.
Sounds fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is happening in the theater world?
Well, Rick, how would you like to do some vicarious speed dating? It is the world premiere of The Quickie. It's a quirky contemporary comedy about the perils of modern love, a little cross-cultural collision thrown in for good measure. It does have an edge, though, Rick. Here is an excerpt with Grace Chin and Regina Cho playing two friends about to enter the speed dating fray.
I still think that anybody who has a speed date to get some is a total loser. I mean, why are we here?
Oh, I think it still beats plenty of fish. Remember I told you?
Always a favorite, never the favorite.
At least I'm not old and single, like some people.
Mm. Ouch. Yes, well, those are the same folks who brought us Twisting Fortunes last year. It's an accidentally Asian romantic dramedy. That's at the Playwrights Center on Granville Island this weekend and next weekend, and you can go to scriptingaloud.ca for tickets.
Romantic dramedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It all is, isn't it?
Yeah. Musical offerings?
Well, it's really busy, busy, busy times this weekend. We've got the CBC Radio Orchestra, of course.
Right.
With Love Lost, Lost Found. Love Found.
Love Lost, dramedy. Love Found.
Maybe they'll do some speed dating.
Exactly.
Winter Song Festival kicks off
this
weekend.
I've never heard you rattled before.
It's about the love.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
The Winter Song Festival kicks off this weekend. Lots of great concerts between now and February 17th. Great singing in West Vancouver. Tomorrow night, Connie Kaldor and Roy Forbes.
That'll be great.
It will be great. I'll be there. We're going to introduce...
That'll be a great concert.
For Canada Live. Also, free concerts by Hey Ocean and Mother Mother up at Cypress Mountain at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be here at Studio One on Monday at 6:30 as well. Hey Ocean for recording. Lots of stuff. Wintersong.ca for full info. Now, if you want to hear a guy who can make the guitar sing, and sing as well, come to St. James Community Square tonight for the release of Steve Dawson's newest CD, Waiting
on
for the
own.
Lights to Come. On his own. Well, he's got some really great friends as well.
He's Zubatless.
He's Zubatless, but I think he's got Chris Jestrin. You can hear all about it on the coast, because I think he is their guest this afternoon.
Yeah, he is.
And again, I'll be there. So come by and say hello and check out Steve Dawson. And this is Fun Machine One, so it'll be fun, the song.
And for those folks who want to get outside, even though it's going to be wet?
Well, you could take a little boat trip to the boat show, Rick.
Boaters don't mind a little thick moisture.
That is right. Well, you know, they've got an in-water venue as well as the one at BC Place, and they're offering boat rides around False Creek from the False Creek Center,
mm-hmm.
and that's first come, first serve. And this is my favorite boating song, Someone's Rocking My Dream Boat. You know what? If you... also want to go outside, Grouse Mountain is having 24 hours of snow sports this weekend in honor of the Olympic kickoff. So Saturday, 24 hours, Grouse Mountain, all snowing, skiing all the time.
Now, we can't let you go without talking about what's going on in Chinatown. After all, it is the year of the rat.
It is true. And the big parade is on this Sunday at noon. It's one of my favorite things of the year. You get to watch the lions take over downtown. And also at the courtyard at Dr. Sun Yat-sen Garden, Silk Road is going to play. That's who we're listening to right now. And they're joined by musicians from all over the world with belly dancers and stilt walkers, part of every good New Year celebration.
Exactly.
So that'll be lots of fun as well.
A stilt walking belly dancer. There you go.
Sunday. And so check that out.
And in the prize package?
Pair of tickets to the Quickie, pair of tickets to the boat show, Steve Dawson's newest CD, Waiting for the Lights to Go Down, tickets to see Satchmo Suite at the Cult, and I'm going to throw in a pair of tickets to the Snowball Classic World Cup tomorrow.
Ugh. Boat show, Quickie, music, Satchmo. And to win?
Tell me, who is singing with Mr. Louis Armstrong in this dance-related tune from one of my favorite recordings of all time? Have a good weekend.
Oh, you should know, if you're a fan, just the first two words. Give us a call at 604-669-3733 if you know who's singing with Satchmo. And I seem to find
happiness I see when we're out together.
And you can find the details of all the things Margaret talked about by going to the 690 to go page. That's on our early edition website, cbc.ca/early edition, and look for the 690 to go icon.